Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
If you thought cruise holidays weren't for you, Michelle Walsh Jackson from the novel Traveller is here to convince you otherwise.
Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
So we're going to focus first on themed cruises. And like, who knew? There's something out there for everyone, isn't there? Give us a quick flavour of the types of themed cruises there are.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to do this and find out, the best way is to go. There's a website actually called themedcruisefinder.com, and you go on that and you can put in whether it's photography you like or bridge or dancing. You put in that and they will come up with suggestions of different cruise companies and different themes. So it's all there for you. You can find it.
Whatever your quirk, there's a cruise for it.
Absolutely, yeah. Whatever you're into.
You've been on a Barbie cruise.
I have. Well, you know, I was introduced to this, and I do believe Royal Caribbean are great. They're really ahead of the curve. It was 2012, and it was how I got into travel writing. My publisher, the Daily Mail rang my publisher. They wanted an author who liked to write about travel, and all my books were set in different places. So I was kind of the ideal candidate, and I had the one caveat, which was a daughter between the age of 6 and 8. When we arrived on the cruise ship, it came out of Fort Lauderdale, and it was sailing around the Caribbean for 7 days. A real hardship, you know. There are days where I don't like my job, but that was not one of them. And I have to say, we had such fun. When we arrived in the cabin, my daughter had a Barbie package with the doll, the blanket. Now, not everybody on the ship, of course, was getting this Barbie, you know, extra, but we had a fashion show to go to, cupcake making, and all sorts of activities. That's our little girl's dream, you know.
Yeah.
So that was they did that in 2012, and they have really gone from strength to strength with loads of other cruises.
There's
since
a Eurovision cruise now, I believe, which sounds like either heaven or hell, depending on the perspective. Eurovision at sea.
Eurovision at sea. Well, the Royal Caribbean have partnered with the Eurovision, and they're the official kind of promoters of the fantastic show, which is a dream for anybody who is a fan, because what they'll be doing every evening, they'll have themes for all the different countries. They'll be showing the show on the grand final night up on the top deck of the ship. And these ships are enormous. Like, Brendan, they're like moving hotels, literally. And every facility is taken care of, you know. So this is going to be great fun. That's running throughout May. There are 4 different cruises happening in the Mediterranean.
And there's also an 80s cruise and a 90s cruise. Yeah. Original these, acts from the time, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the 80s one I kind of would love, because there's Christopher Cross, Tapao, Adamant, Men at Work, people like that. And they'll all be on board and they'll be performing. They'll be your entertainment. So yeah, it's a real kind of nostalgic cruise, that one. That'll be
what about the
crack.
90s?
Yeah, well, the 90s, they've got celebrities such as Colour Me Bad, C&C Music Factory, Sophie Hawkins and Lisa Loeb, they'll be playing. And that actually goes out next February. And these are all kind of stateside.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you're the right person now, throwing yourself into that for the week. There's also, I see, a Catholic Answers cruise, which has daily mass and confessions.
There is. There's literally something for absolutely everybody. That goes out of Nova Scotia and goes to Boston. So that's kind of a shortish cruise. But, you know, it's nice that everybody's catered for.
Yeah. Now, it's probably a great way to meet your tribe. Is it like if you're single, say, and you want to meet other people who are into the same kind of stuff you're into?
I think cruising is fantastic for solo travellers, because you really get to meet people, and especially if you embrace all the activities. You know, if you go to the salsa dancing classes, or if you go to the pizza making or the wine tasting, all the different activities on board, it's a great way. And if you choose fine dining and you do choose to sit in the same restaurant, you'll kind of be mixed with other people, so you kind of see them every evening and you can report on what your day was and what you did. And
This is not my idea of a holiday.
It's great for meeting people, though.
If you wanted to meet people, a friend of yours went on a John Bon Jovi crew. Was he there?
He was there. His brother, to get John Bon Jovi was a real coup, but it's his brother who was the tour operator, and he organised it. So a friend of mine, Linda, she's one of the editors in the Mail, she is a huge fan. Every time I hear Living on a Prayer, I think of Linda, because she loves him so much. So yeah, she had her dream cruise with John Bon Jovi there. She has, I think, her photo of her and John, or is her avatar on WhatsApp. So...
Okay, what's the cruise that bills itself as the cruise to die for?
Oh, well, that's a whodunit cruise now. In the same way as you have, you know, whodunit cruises, whodunit weekends in hotels, you can now have a cruise. Now, this is going out of the West Coast. So you're stopping off at Catalina Island off California. It's very... very exciting, this one, because, you know, as you can imagine, there's going to be all sorts of surprises constantly. You won't know what you're eating, who's going to die next, and who's going to be the super sleuth at the end of it all.
Okay, so you're living in a murder mystery.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now, they're all the big flashy cruises out of Florida, most of them. River cruising is an option too, and that's a kind of more European kind of thing. And they can be themed as well.
Absolutely, they can. I mean, for the golfers, there's even one where you can, sail along the Danube, stop off in a different golf course every day and play in a different country. And that's a really unique thing to experience. You've also got, for art lovers, and regular cruises, like say you travel with Celebrity or as a or one of the other cruise companies, what you can do is choose the excursion that fits you. And there's all kind of dining things, like you could go off to a market with one of the chefs, choose your food, come back to the ship, and then that evening the chef will prepare, you know, a cooking demonstration, things like that. If you're into art galleries, you can make sure you get to see certain art galleries, you know, in towns. Also, when I was in Stockholm, I was always dying to see the ABBA Museum. So we took an extra couple of days at the beginning of the cruise and did a little peek in there.
Okay, so you're not just stuck on a boat eating non-stop. Like,
oh,
they've obviously recognised
no.
People get bored, so lots of stuff going on and lots of stopping as well.
I will say it's very hard to get bored on a cruise ship, and I've had the difficulty with my daughter actually getting her to come off the ship and go on excursions. Like, she was in Greece twice on cruises and never stepped foot on the country. Yeah. She made friends and she wanted to go to all the activities, you know, and all the kids' clubs are superb on the larger ships. So I think that's
is it all very expensive, or is there any way of doing it on a budget, any kind of compromise option?
Well, do you know what? Irish Ferries sent me a flyer during the week, and I think this is really charming. They're doing a wine tasting cruise. So it's in May, it's happening in May. There's one going on actually this weekend as well, but we've missed that. But on May the 15th, they're bringing people where you can have a wine tasting experience on board. You get your cabin that night, you wake up in Cherbourg the next day, and you're given all the advice for the best wines that you can buy there, so you can fill up your car and come home. So it's kind of like wine.
So kind of a low commitment kind
absolutely,
of
cruise. Absolutely, yeah.
And you do tasters as well for a couple of days?
You can do short ones out of Southampton, out of Barcelona and certain places. You look them up. The best advice I can give is go to your local travel agent, because they will have links to all
agent.
Good. I mean, they're raising in popularity for good reason, because they are the experts. You don't go, you know, you don't do your own hair. You go to a hairdresser when you want to cut, because you'll make a mess of it yourself. So I think that's a lot to be said for.
Are the younger generation taking to cruising?
Oh, absolutely. And especially now with the themes, there's so much for them to do.
Yeah.
I think, they're loving it. And what I particularly liked was the three generation. I went on a lot of cruises with my parents when they were alive, and we created some of the best memories. You know, we did a Caribbean cruise when my dad turned 75. So we had
the kids.
So it
can be that kind of trip of a lifetime with
absolutely.
Everybody.
For anniversaries, you know, birthdays, things like that. And there's something for everybody. My mum used to play bridge. My dad sat out on the deck sunbathing, you know, and then we all met in the evening and we, you know, chatted about our day.
So it is a kind of a bucket list thing.
Actually,
these days, I gather, you're saying, if you're thinking of doing something, do it. You had
a
Carpe Diem moment recently.
Brendan, last time I was on the show here was Christmas, and I said I'd love to go to India, and I did actually book a trip for the end of March, but the middle of January something frightening happened. I had no symptoms except my neck swelled up, and I rang DDoc and they said go into A&E. So I went into the matter, and I have to say they were absolutely phenomenal, amazing. They saved my life. They had to put me into an induced morphine kind of coma, because my throat wasn't going down and I had no other symptoms. They didn't know what was wrong. So I'm very, very lucky to have survived. They did a great job of me in there, and I kind of beat the rehab. I met my aim and I got to India in March, and it was fantastic.
Okay.
I got back on my
feet.
So
I presume the message you bring back there from the near-death experience.
Absolutely.
Go anywhere.
Enjoy every day and don't put off big trips like this, especially with family members.
Okay, Michelle Walsh-Jackson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brendan.
And we'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.